flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Town is buzzing, and not in a good way, over Art Rooney II's meeting with media yesterday. And it wasn't just what he said, it's how he said it. And you can't really ask people to step too far out of their personality, and Art is a very calm, you know, laid back type of guy. But man, sometimes you got to fake it a little bit. It reminded me very much of Mike Sullivan at the end of last year with the Penguins, and I remember writing a column under the headline, "Where is the outrage and accountability for the Penguins' miserable failures?" I wanted the old Sully to come out last year after the season. The guy who put the stars in his place when he got here. You remember that? Instead, we get the kindler, gentler version of Sully after last season. After the Penguins abjectly failed in their mission to make the playoffs for the second straight year, I wanted him to say something like, and I'm sure you did if you're a Penguins fan, "This is unacceptable. This will not happen again. We don't accept that. We're built to make the playoffs. We're supposed to make the playoffs, designed to make the playoffs, need to make the playoffs. We failed miserably. It starts with me, and it ain't going to happen ever again as long as I'm here." Instead, we got Sully after a season in which his team quit on him around the trade deadline, you remember, right? Because they couldn't handle Jake Guentzel getting traded. So they lose 6-0 to the Capitals that night that it became clear he was gone. And then they go into this funk for like 2 weeks. The night of the Capitals game, and not me talking, Chris Letang said, "As a group, we didn't even show up." And yet you had Sully after the season, because they had this weird finish where they got back into it because literally every team they were fighting against went into extended tailspins practically. He said, "I've said on a couple of occasions, we're proud of the group for the performance down the stretch. There were a lot of excuses out there to go in a different direction, and they chose not to. And I think that speaks volumes for the character of the people in the room, the leadership we have, the professionalism of the group, and their care factor. And we couldn't be more proud of the effort and the investment they all put in to drag themselves back in the fight. I can't say enough about the character of the people in our dressing room." What? First of all, trying hard is the first thing that should be expected of a professional athlete. Secondly, they quit at the trade deadline and then had a bounce back later in the year. That's like the last thing I want to hear from someone representing the team after a season like that. Ray Shiro had that problem 1 year. And I remember talking to somebody over at the Penguins, and they were like, "Yeah, I agree." They may have even suggested it to me that wow, that is not what people want to hear today after another early flame out in the playoffs, that, you know, everything's fine and we're the stable Penguins and we'll be back. No, they want to hear, even if you have to fake it. And I'm not saying this makes all the difference in the world, but the only thing you have at that time to present to your fans is the news conference. The only thing Art has right now to present to anybody, especially when they're not making any changes, is to win the news conference, right? To try to. And I think one of the best ways to win it is to show some outrage, even if it's feigned outrage. And I sense none of that coming from him. I was listening to the PM guys. They were the first to get the audio yesterday. And the people calling in were like, are you listening to this? Does this guy sound at all outraged by what has happened? He sounds okay with it. Or he just sounds in some way numb to it. They were 10-8 this season. They were 10-8. And they failed for the eighth consecutive year, which is a very long time, to even be competitive in a playoff game. They haven't been competitive in a playoff game since 2016 in Kansas City. That's the last time they really got out of the first quarter looking competitive. Since then, they've lost six playoff games in a row and have been outscored in those playoff games in the first quarter, 73-0. You want somebody pounding tables and kicking doors and yelling like the fans do just for a day, just to show them you care as much as they do. You're outraged as much as they are, even if you're faking it. Instead, we get, again, limits. I don't need to tell you which one to pick. Pick any one of them. And we get this, the guy who runs the Steelers talking about a year in which they were getting embarrassed so badly on national television by their arch rival that a guy calling the game was saying they were quitting. But everything's fine and stable and monotone. And what are we all worried about? We could be one of the 6 to 8 teams, you know, that changes coaches every year. You know, we could be one of them. We're not them. We have a good coach. Nothing to see here. Go ahead, pick a few.
Let's do back-to-back ones here. This is Art Rooney on if the Steelers need to spend more on offense.
Well, I mean, look, you know, as we said, we have a position in the running back room we're going to have to address. I think we have positions in the wide receiver room we're going to have to address. So, you know, I hope that we don't do that at the expense of the defense. But we do have positions we have to address on, you know, on that side of the ball at this point for sure.
And this was changing up the defense.
I'm not a defensive coach, so I can't go into great detail on you know, our defensive schemes. I would just say that we need, if you're going to stop the run, you got to be disciplined in your gaps, and sometimes we weren't, and not sure why. So there are things like that I think we have to look at, and I'm sure that the coaching staff will be looking at that.
Okay. Thanks. Man, if I was Carl Dunbar, I would hope I was renting and not buying right now. How about this? How about our defense? Great, great question, whoever asked it. Let's pretend it's, I don't know, Jeff Hathorne, our very own. Great question, Jeff. Our defense, that's been our franchise calling card when we've won. We've put a lot of resources into this defense. As you guys know, sitting here with me today, that's the highest paid defense in the NFL. It's also a defense that set an NFL record by giving up 40 or more points in three consecutive playoff games. This is not good enough. We didn't even give up 40 this year, but y'all know we could have. Last year, too, Josh Allen and Lamar could have scored as much as they wanted on us in these last two playoff games. Believe me, I'm as sick as every fan out there that we pay this defense this kind of money, and this is the return we get. We're going to uncover every stone. We're going to make personnel changes. We may look at coordinator. We may look at the way Mike runs the defense. You're damn right we're going to look at that. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're known for defense. Did you watch the Ravens game? Instead, we got this. Replay what we just said, what he just said about the defense.
So he was talking pretty much all together about, because, I mean, he was also asking, we were talking about how much money.
Can you replay what he said about the defense?
I was just stalling to find time to be able to find it, and here it is.
I'm not a defensive coach, so I can't go into great detail on you know, our defensive schemes. I would just say that, we need, if you're going to stop the run, you got to be disciplined in your gaps. And sometimes we weren't, and not sure why. So there are things like that I think we have to look at. And I'm sure that the coaching staff will be looking at that.
Sorry, Limits. I didn't know you were doing that. I'm getting a little excited here. I'm trying to.
You're getting more excited than Art.
Off play Art. I mean, Art, do you want a shot of espresso here or something? Or like maybe my question would have been, Art, are you outraged at all about this?
Well, and the reason why I had to search for that is because I was had my finger on the button of Art talking about the outside criticism on the Steelers and him supposedly understanding it.
My inbox has been pretty full lately. Yeah, I have a sense. And I share the frustration. I mean, it's, you know, I was very disappointed the way we ended the season. So I understand that. I understand why people are mad. And, all I can say is actions speak louder than words. And, we've got to be better.
Didn't that feel like the subtle pastor joke at Mass followed by the softest parishioner laugh that you could get?
It did a little bit.
Didn't it?
Let me hear that again, especially the ending. And this is, again, this is the state of the franchise, and he sort of undercuts it with a little joke and then downplays it and then says actions will speak louder than words. Nothing's happened since the end of the season except the doubling down. It was somebody over there, maybe Art, who called Jerry Dulac 10 seconds after the Ravens game, it felt like, and said, yeah, Mike Tomlin's coming back. Like, you can't at least have an evaluation for a while, even on your head coach? No, you want to make it clear to the world that, of course, Mike Tomlin's coming back. So what about the state of the franchise, where you are, Art? People are upset. What's going on?
My inbox has been pretty full lately. Yeah, I have a sense. And I share the frustration. I mean, it's, I was very disappointed the way we ended the season. So I understand that. I understand why people are mad. And, all I can say is actions speak louder than words. And, we've got to be better.
You know, it's the old sort of Steeler theme that worked for a long time, which was fans will be fans and we're never going to listen to them. And I don't recommend that necessarily. It's we're going to steer the ship through these storms steady as she goes. People will be emotional. We won't. We're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Other teams may change coaches. Art referred to those 6 to 8 teams, if you can cue up that one, about Mike Tomlin's messaging Limits. Not us. And you're going to hear in my voice as the man who runs the Steelers, a certain steadiness here. A steadiness and a calmness. We're going to stay the course. That's what we do here. It's not working. You've been outscored 73-0 in the first quarters of your last 6 playoff games. You have an unprepared football team. Nothing could scream louder than 73-0. There's kids going into high school who have no conscious memory of the Pittsburgh Steelers being competitive in an NFL playoff game. This isn't okay. This is not a time for calmness and steadiness. Certainly not yesterday, when you want to convey to people that you actually do relate to them, that you are just as frustrated as them. Then let's hear it. Fake it. Do something. Say something.
When you look at how many games Mike has won in this league, you don't win that many games if you're not a good coach. And, I know he's frustrated like we all are in terms of not being able to take that next step. But, we still feel good about him being our, the leader and, still think he has the strengths that he always had in terms of, being able to lead a team. So, the other side of the coin is when you look at the fact that we have 6, 7, 8 teams a year that turn their coaches over. It's when you have a good coach, you just try to keep building with them.
Not necessarily. And I went in this rant earlier, so I'll keep it short this time. Look across the state. And that little laugh at these 6 to 8 teams that turn over their coach all the time. Is that what he said? Turn it over every year?
Yeah,
it wasn't quite to this degree. It was just a little sort of chuckle at the dregs of the league. And as I've said many times, someone really needs to remind Art that if he's referring to, say, the Cardinals, Raiders, Jets, Panthers, he's keeping company with them right now. Those are 4 of the 8 teams that have the longest playoff win droughts in the NFL. And one of them's his. And as far as when you have a good coach, you keep him and work with him. It's not what the Eagles have done. They've had 4 coaches who have been fairly successful in a row. And they got rid of the first 3. Andy Reid, hugely successful by some measures. The Eagles wanted more. Chip Kelly, 20-12 his first 2 years. Won a division, got to the playoffs. Didn't get a statue, got fired in year 3. Doug Peterson wins the Super Bowl. Goes 9-7. Goes to the playoffs 3 years in a row. Again, that's statue worthy here, apparently. But then he goes 4-11-1 and is fired. Not good enough. Then they go to Sirianni. And that leads people to wonder, Art, what are you looking at? Why are you saying that? Why are you saying that when one of the teams in the Super Bowl in your state is way more successful than you over the last decade, and they've been through 4 coaches in 12 years? There's many, many coaches out there. Lots of them who can win. You don't have to stay with a coach who's, in quotes, good, successful, whatever, but whose success has waned to the point where you literally never win a playoff game, to the point where you're going on a decade without being competitive in a single playoff game. Do people over there listen to this? Like, are they listening to this show or any others? Do they disagree? Is Omar Khan, are you listening out there? Art, or anybody in the Rooney family, are you listening? Anybody in Mike Tomlin's family? Is this okay? Like, do you think I'm crazy or fans are crazy for wanting more than going on a decade without being competitive in a single playoff game? I suppose it depends on how you frame it. Well, we win most of the time. We just won 10 games. We get to the playoffs. I guess if you get there barely as a double-digit underdog and get blown out in the first quarter and you're never competitive, are you that much better off than teams that don't get there? Do you not see something more than frustration or like a problem here? This is a 5 alarm. This is when you move on from a coach. And the team across the state, they moved on from Andy Reid, who may now be the greatest coach in NFL history. Maybe. They moved on from him and they're okay. They're going to their 2nd Super Bowl in 3 years and their 3rd in 7 years, or 8 maybe. I can't count. If you believe in yourself as an organization and in yourself as the person who's running the organization, then you should believe that you can go out and hire the right people no matter who you move on from. Why are you so afraid to move on from Tomlin? You're going to keep the coordinators from last year? I don't know, man. If they're listening out there and they think, it's not that they think this is okay. I know they want to do better. This is not okay to the point where it would be very legitimate to move on from the coach. And this is their fans view it as, and I think their fans are right, as borderline disastrous. And it's especially galling to see the team on the other side of the state have a completely different philosophy and now going to their 3rd Super Bowl in 7 or 8 years and their 2nd in the last 3. And yet the Steelers espouse that good isn't good enough. Tomlin said that earlier this year. Been good, got to be great. Good is the enemy of great. It's easy to say. It's much more difficult to live. The Eagles live it. The Steelers just say it. Your thoughts, Limits?
Well, I mean, I think you've hit on a lot of the points that, you know, you can look yourself in the mirror and you can look yourself in the face and tell yourself that everything is okay when the building around you is burning and you just don't entirely realize it. And I feel like that being in the middle is not better than being even like in the position where the Houston Texans were a couple years ago, or where teams that have drafted a franchise quarterback in the last 5 years have been. Because if you don't take monumental steps back to be able to take massive steps forward, you're just not going to be in the position, especially in an AFC that is as loaded as it is with quarterbacks and star quarterbacks. Think about this, like over the last 20 years, not like the NFC, where the NFC, it seems like a different quarterback gets to the Super Bowl almost every other year. It's dominated by Mahomes, Brady, Peyton, and when you had Ben Roethlisberger, four quarterbacks for 20 years. And unless you can find a guy and keep searching for a guy that could play at the level of Josh Allen, who I think eventually will break through, and Lamar, that's another significant issue. And it doesn't seem like Art is full-on willing, with him and Tomlin in conjunction, to embrace something like that and know that the biggest problems partially come from within.
412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's 1:30. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. We're going to listen to a little bit more of Art coming up here. I know Bob Pompiani, our friend, the man whose name is on this show. Is he on the fan hotline?
No, we have a lot of people on the fan hotline, though.
Why don't we go to one or two of them, Limits? Please.
Would you like to do that when we return?
No, I'd like to do one right now.
Here's Carol and Clinton.
Hello, Carol.
Hello, Joe. I have to get this off my chest. I'm sorry for the noise in the background. That's my husband with a vacuum cleaner.
Please, no. It's nice that he's vacuuming. Go ahead.
Okay, a couple years ago, my brother and I were on the phone at like midnight when the Raiders, I think, and the Chargers were playing to not tie so that we could get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And we were like, please let one of them, we thought for sure they were going to miss that field goal and we were going to get bumped out of the playoffs. This year, I didn't even watch the playoff game against the Ravens because I knew what it was going to be.
Lucky
and,
you.
You know, and that clip of Art where he says, I know people were angry, he better hope people stay angry because I think more of them are getting like me where we just don't care because we know there's no hope.
I appreciate that, Carol, and thank you for the call.
Legendary PM team caller, Carolyn Clinton.
Yeah, I've never seen this town as unexcited for a playoff game against the Ravens, no less, as it was this year. And I'm not sure Art has his finger on the pulse of the people. He may say, yeah, I share their frustration too. Yeah, I do. We got to get better. Yep, we got to get better. You don't want to be one of those 6 to 8 teams changing coaches every year when you got a good coach, you work with him. Yeah, we got to get better. Sure, I share the frustration. Yep. Wasn't good enough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Haven't done anything. Actions speak louder than words. And we've taken none since the end of the season. But yeah, pretty frustrated. Sure. Yep. I'm frustrated. Yeah. Inbox is full. Yep. Yeah, I'm frustrated. Yep. I don't know. Call me crazy. I'm not really hearing it in his voice. Are you?
Not hearing any of it.
Play one more short one before we go. I'm not hearing a guy who is mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. We'll be right back.
Dealing with disappointment with losing.
Keep building a strong roster. I mean, you know, we got to play the cream of the crop there. There's that 3-game stretch, the Christmas tournament, if you will. We played the best teams in the league, and obviously we could see we're not there. And so, you know, we need to do what we need to do to take that next step. Like I said, I think we still have strengths that we can build on to get there. Quarterback position is a key piece of the puzzle that needs to be addressed. And so that's probably number one.
Limits, why don't we hit the lines at the end of the show, give people a little chance to react to some of what they've heard from Art.
All right, we got a couple guys on. Start with Anthony in Oakland.
Hey, Anthony.
Joe, you know, well, since you're talking about emotions with the owner, and you said fear, well, he should tap into other emotions called embarrassment. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have a very large fan base around the world, this is becoming embarrassing for us who watch.
Yeah.
And what disturbs me is he learned nothing from his father. He didn't see when his father fired his uncle. He didn't see when his father went to a four-time winning Super Bowl coach and told him it's time to move on. And then here was unknown Bill Cowher. Not many people knew about Bill Cowher. And then when Bill Cowher was ready to go in 2006, there was another unknown from a defensive coordinator in Minnesota that not many people knew about.
Right.
That's the disturbing part. You know, in Philadelphia, as you brought up earlier, they had the owner, they went to the Super Bowl in 2022. They lost barely. The next year, they started off 10-1, but failed miserably down the stretch like the Steelers. The owner fired two offensive coordinators. So, I mean, it's about acceptability. And we're not even getting the heads of coordinators around here. This is called the abyss.
Man, I'm with you. And embarrassment is a good word. I don't think he's the slightest bit embarrassed. Yes, he says he shares the fans' frustration. Yep. You know, the inbox is full, for sure. I get a sense of it. No, it's beyond that. And it could so easily... See, their greatest accomplishment at the moment is also now a curse, which is this non-losing streak. Because in a lot of people's minds, that is so impressive that it overrides by far the more newsworthy streak of 8 years without even being competitive in a playoff game. Not only that, but you never sink below that. And as we've talked about ad nauseum on this show today with the Penguins and the Steelers, every single one of their championship trophies combined is the product of the law of the universe. And that is what expands must contract. And the Penguins have a chance to obey the universe right now. They're contracting in a big way. And instead of trying to force it, instead of trying to make that run to the fringe of wild card contention, they should be selling off pieces, thanking the hockey gods for what they have bestowed upon them and us, and saying, you know what, it's our turn. We must contract. The Steelers are railing against all of human nature, all of the laws of the universe. They're trying to stay in one place forever. Just stay on a straight line. They can't even expand anymore because they're missing their turn to contract. It's your turn. It's okay. The Eagles went 4-11-1 in 2020. They contracted. The Steelers contracted in whatever it was, 04, and got Ben. Take your turn. But no, it's now become how many years in a row can you go without having a losing season? Who cares? Next. Now we have to go.
Next is the PM team.
Next is the PM team. They blamed you yesterday when they should have blamed me. Good night, Limits.
Good night, Joe.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at Awaken180weightloss.com.